great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Good evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be on this Thursday, March 26th of 2026. We welcome you into the Chad Hasty Show. Glad to have you with us here on the program today. Happy opening day of baseball to all the baseball fans out there. Everyone's very excited, at least those baseball fans are. People have been watching a little baseball all day long. It's been a full day of Major League Baseball for fans out there. And so we welcome you in to the show today where we have a lot to talk about. It's going to be an open line Thursday. I will not be here tomorrow. Steve Evans will be here instead. It'll be a little ADD radio, I'm sure. And so he'll be here tomorrow, taking you, through the evening and to your weekend. And so today, we get caught up on, everything that's made headlines this week. We've got Mackenzie DeLulo who will join us, coming up at 5:35. Our friends over at the Texan News. Mackenzie will join us to give us an update on some, statewide headlines today. We've also got, latest on that Islamic only city, the Sharia law city that was supposed to be built in the DFW area. We've got an update on that today. We've also got Joe Rogan saying some crazy stuff about the Trump administration when it comes to the border of all things. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the program. Senator John Cornyn rolling out some big endorsements from statewide candidates. We'll talk about that as the show continues today. And we've got some other just some quirky news to get into a little bit else. Yeah, quirky news to get into a little bit later on. So we're going to be all over the place today. And we want to hear from you because, well, you've been hearing from everybody else all day long. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the news of the day. Maybe you just want to complain about how hot it is outside. We can certainly do that. Though temperatures tomorrow expected to fall. Going to be a little bit cooler on your Friday. I think a lot of us can appreciate that. It would just be nice if it came with a little bit of rain. I was talking with a buddy earlier who was like, we just need some rain. If we could just get some rain, that would be great. And I think most people would agree with that. We need some rain throughout the Lone Star State. So we've got all of that to get into. Your phone calls, your text messages. How do you get in touch with us? It's quite simple. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, be sure to include your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout-out today. You can also tap the app, send us a message on that app, whether it's a voice memo, maybe it's text, whatever it may be, you can send us a message on your station's app. Of course, you can also send us a message on social media at Chad Hasty Radio. And yes, you can always get in touch with us when it comes to sending us a message giving us a call at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, it's our good buddy, our good buddy Nick. Nick, how you doing?
Doing very well. Very well. In fact, it's a very special day.
Really?
It is. Today I've decided I want to get
a face tattoo. I knew it.
Right on the forehead.
Oh, it's going to be lovely.
Big, big forehead. I'm thinking a flower of some kind, like blooming right in the center of my forehead.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that I was thinking of today, I want to get into a sports. Not even a team.
Okay.
I want to get into, you know, NBA, MLB, even hockey.
You want to dip your toe into the sports.
And this is the thing. I've done this before.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I've done the whole keep up with the teams.
Yeah.
I've caught that game last night that everyone always talks about.
Yeah.
But it has been quite a few years.
Yeah.
And I really only kept up with like three NBA teams.
Okay.
So I want to start getting back into that. Getting more involved.
Yeah.
In even if it is college sports, I'm probably less inclined if it's not Texas Tech.
Yeah.
To keep up with college sports.
Right.
But you know, if that's something I need
you.
To do.
I got you. Yeah. I got
so,
you.
So that's what I'm. I guess I'm taking recommendations.
Yeah. You're dabbling. May I make a couple of suggestions?
Please.
Forget about the NBA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's the one. That was my guarantee that I was going to do.
You were going to do the NBA?
Of any sport ever televised, I am more inclined to watch a basketball game than any other sport.
College, I'm good with college.
Yeah.
Now again, Texas Tech, I would more prone to watch.
Sure. A little late now, but yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying is that the NBA, they're getting close to the end of the season.
Sure.
So you're about to go into the playoffs. The NBA for me is so boring now. And it is like the soap opera of the NBA is more, it seems like it's more important to the NBA players than the actual games.
Yeah.
And you have this stuff where you have the, some of the like the All-Stars, where they'll just sit out a game because they're like, I don't want to play tonight.
Yeah.
I don't want to play. And you didn't used to have that. Back in the day, Nick, you would not have that. Like Michael Jordan would not sit there and go,
yeah.
You know what? I just don't feel like playing tonight. I think I'm going to sit out. And no, now they call it load management, where some of these players, they just don't want to play as much as many games as players used to. So. Yeah.
Well, those paychecks get a little, your wrist.
Oh yeah, those millions of dollars. Oh, yeah. It's just terrible. I
mean, you got to take care of that money.
And so there's that. I just find the game overall.
Yeah.
Boring compared to what it was back in the day.
Sure.
Yeah. I have tried to get back in.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. I've tried though.
That is how I am with baseball.
Yeah.
I try. Boy, I try.
This is why I was going to recommend.
Yes.
Either college football.
Sure.
With Texas Tech.
Oh yeah.
Or NFL.
Okay.
And the reason why, okay, is one, both of them are very popular.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of fan sites. There's a lot of places you could go to immerse yourself.
Sure.
And also, you're not dedicating yourself to an 82-game season in NBA, which I think it's 82 games. You're not dedicating yourself to 162 games of Major League Baseball.
No.
Hockey, you're not it's the season. The total commitment that you make is not as intense,
sure,
if you will.
Sure.
You're looking at one game a week.
Yeah.
In the NFL or in college.
Is it Sundays, right? Isn't that typically?
Well, it's all the time.
Okay.
And really, the NFL is like, hey, we used to be a Sunday game.
Yeah.
Now we're Sunday, Monday. Now we're Thursday night.
Oh.
Now we're Fridays occasionally.
Yeah.
Sometimes we may throw in a Wednesday game. You never know. You never know. Day before Thanksgiving, they're actually talking about it. Here we go. Pregame Wednesday.
Yeah.
Why not? Thanksgiving Eve. Who wants NFL football? Here you go. So the NFL,
okay,
they make so much money. They
that
really
they do.
They just don't give a damn about anything else anymore. So it's just it's all over the place. So that would be my – and you give yourself ample enough time to ramp up to those seasons beginning. So you're not jumping in at the end of the season like
middle
you would
or
be.
The end, right? Yeah,
you've got for NFL, and you're not going to be the crazy fan who watches the draft.
No.
You're not going to care about preseason.
No,
you're not going to care about any of that.
My plan is to, you know, I'll tune in as I'll monitor occasionally,
right?
Helicopter, you know, get the gist. But yeah, I don't expect I'm going to really be dialed in.
And I would also say this: you know, people who would probably say, "Hey, we're going to watch the game."
Exactly.
And the different groups of people are like, "Hey, we're going to watch this game. What if you want to stop by? If you don't want to, whatever."
And this is a big reason why I want to get into this is because so many people in Texas alone, but also not just Texas, but that I talk to in my personal life, my work life, everybody, there's a lot of football fans.
Yes.
And it would be nice to, know what's going on and to maybe join in occasionally, you know, with, my two cents rather than just, oh, that's cool. The old smile and nod.
I mean, look, you're from Wisconsin.
I am.
I would say, does that make you a Green Bay by default? Does that make you a Green Bay Packer fan?
I think by blood, I think.
Yeah.
I think that
so,
does.
So, I mean, that's right there.
I mean, I'm basically a fan already.
I mean, well, you got a storied franchise in the Green Bay Packers.
I've been to Lambeau Field.
You've been to Lambeau?
I have.
So let me tell you something, okay? You go to a party. You go to an event. I'm serious. You go to an event and be like, let's say the Packers are on TV.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I've been there.
You know,
I've been to Lambeau Field.
Stood right there.
And everyone will dramatically pause and go, wait a minute, what?
Oh, I'm sure they would.
You've been to Lambeau? How was it? What was it like? Did you watch a game? Was it during a snow game? Was it cold?
That's going to happen.
You will be the center of attention for a little bit, which I know you love.
Oh, I do.
And so, I think that this is.
No. Okay.
This is why. Yeah, I'm getting teary eyed.
It's emotional.
This is emotional for me because I think this is you extending yourself and
taking a risk
and looking at what's going on in America.
Yeah.
And saying, you know what?
Yeah.
People obviously in this state that I've been in for
12 years.
like football. And maybe I should join in and decide to watch a little football every now and then.
I think those are two really good options.
Yeah.
NFL, college football.
Yeah.
I think those are, I'll start with those.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe if I branch, I branch.
Yeah.
But we'll start with those.
No, I think that's great. I think that's, that's right. Good. Yeah. And we'll put out, we'll let people know. I'll let some people know and you'll be invited to a few places. You could just come in. You can hang out. Hang on, wait a minute. Let me see here. There we go. Go Packers. See, a text that just came in. Go Pack, go. There are loyal Packer fans in Lubbock, Texas. And I don't get it. But there are loyal Packer fans in Lubbock, Texas. And so I think this is good. Rick says, I agree with Chad. Forget about the NBA. Aside from what Chad mentioned, there are a bunch of woke crooks. If you like basketball, then watch college basketball. Learn from the other college teams. Don't just root from Texas Tech or the Big 12. Pick some other teams that you like to watch. I prefer basketball, but gave up on the NBA years ago. That from Rick in Lubbock. I say dabble a little bit in Texas Tech football. They'll break your heart, but it's okay. Dabble in a little Texas Tech football, and then dabble a little bit in Green Bay Packer football, and I think you'll have I think you'll have fun. Yeah, I think that's great. 806-680-2790. As we go to break, when you were younger, think back to your younger days, maybe even now. What was your, did you have that restaurant that your family went to for special occasions? You know, families back, you know, 20 years ago, 30, they didn't go out to eat as much. But if there was a special occasion, that was that one restaurant that families really liked to go to. What was your family's special occasion restaurants? We'll be right back.
We The Titan of Texas Talk Radio. The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Nick, this is your phone here in the passenger seat. Look at me.
No, I'm driving.
You got a text. It says, "Yo, dude, your friends are fascinating. Let's text them back."
It can wait.
Sports app. Oh, you gotta see this play.
Later.
Hey, you got invited to a party. We need a RSVP now.
Phone, silence yourself.
Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Talk, text, crash. A message from TxDOT.
The Car Pro Show, Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Story out of the Dallas Morning News, a Dubai developer has abandoned the planned 2,300-acre DFW project. The Dubai developer has scrapped plans to build a roughly 2,300-acre mixed-use development in Kaufman County that was to unite housing, businesses, and technology in an AI-enabled sustainable city. The Attorney General Ken Paxton, U.S. Rep. Lance Gooden out of Terrell confirmed Thursday that the project would not move forward. Few details were known about the project. Planning was in its early stages, but land had not been purchased. Speculation fueled buzz on social media, mirroring the polarizing debate over the Epic City project. Further north, Paxton launched an investigation into the project, a potentially unlawful Sharia city, despite developers telling county officials that a mosque would not be built at the site. The project was expected to cover 2,300 acres in Kaufman County. Unclear how much housing was planned, but a mix of apartments, townhomes, senior living units were slated for the site. The project expected to create jobs across multiple sectors, including planning and design, construction, engineering, clean energy, technology, and community services. The Sustainable City USA planned to support integrated spaces for local employees, innovation-driven companies, and essential services. But it was based, I guess, based out of Dubai, and that rose a few eyebrows, and so they decided to abandon it just because an investigation was launched. And I kind of look at it this way: if you have nothing to hide, or if you're not worried about anything, why do you abandon it right when the Attorney General announces, hey, we're going to investigate just to make sure everything's on the up and up? Like, if everything's on the up and up, you don't just ditch all of your plans. Text coming in. Let's see. Commissioner Dalby here. Chad, do you remember the time when the Packers were playing Dallas and you were the only one in the room with the Dallas jersey on? I remember it well. And I don't. I do not remember that. However, I'm not surprised. I am not surprised, as there are a lot of bandwagon Green Bay Packer fans out there, and us diehard Cowboy fans, those who were born into the Cowboy fandom and will never leave. Sometimes we're alone. Sometimes we're in a room alone just with our own jersey rooting for the Cowboys, and we know. We know what's going to happen. We're ready for the ridicule, but we still stand there in solidarity with the Dallas Cowboys. In our heads, we're dog cussing them. We are, absolutely, but we're allowed to. We've earned it. Let's see, Kendra in Lubbock says, Our family's go-to restaurant was First Cafeteria. The reason why my entire family worked there, my parents met there, fell in love there. My grandmother worked there. All the aunts worked there. It was just our family's restaurant. I guess I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for First Cafeteria. We went there for special occasions. We went early every Sunday after church. I was devastated when they closed. That from Kendra in Lubbock. 806-680-2790. What was your family's go-to restaurant? What was it? What was that go-to restaurant? I think for a lot of people out here, it probably was First. I think for a lot of folks, it was First. 806-680-2790. When we come back, Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan News.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT. When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Headlines. Lawmakers are not giving up, even with another failed attempt to fund portions of Department of Homeland Security in the Senate. Senator John Cornyn took the Senate floor, expressing some optimism that a deal could be reached by the end of the week. He also defended ICE agents who have been in airports helping with the shortage of TSA agents who are not getting paid. Development company called C Holding called off plans for, quote, Sustainable City USA. It's in Kaufman County that follows a state investigation. The Dubai-based developer had plans to build the 2,300-acre housing project, but Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says it would have housed up to 20,000 foreign nationals. He says that raised concerns over national security and local resources. Oil theft in the Texas Permian Basin has gotten so bad it's costing the industry up to $2 billion a year. It's been nearly 9 months since the devastating central Texas flooding. Active efforts ramping up to find two victims that are still missing. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's FrenkelFirm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Scott Blades weather forecast. Temperatures are now beginning to drop after a day of temperatures on this Thursday of 100 degree temperatures. The cold front is moving through the area tonight. The wind will be gusty as temperatures fall to 51 degrees on Friday morning, and Friday's temperatures in the lower 60s and windy. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the All-American Smashers Mill. I'm meteorologist Ron Ubrich. It's the Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. The markets lost ground today with the uncertainty around Iran continuing. The Dow Industrials fell 470 points to 45,959. NASDAQ was off 522 points and the S&P 500 down 115. Crude oil was on the rise up 3.6% to $93.61 a barrel. Shares of social media platform Meta were down 8%. The parent of Facebook and Instagram has lost two legal cases this week that focus on the failures of big tech around social media safety and free speech. Brown-Forman, the maker of Jack Daniel's whiskey, saw its shares up 9.75% today. A report by Bloomberg says that French spirits company Pernod Ricard is considering a bid for the company. And the European Union is investigating Snapchat for not doing enough to prevent child grooming as well as the sale of illegal goods. Shares of the parent company Snap are down almost 11% on the news. And that's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Local events, newsmakers, and information, it's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK Friday morning.
Hey, coming off the Oscars, we have new movies coming to town, and we'll review some.
Hey, we'll check in with Ryan Hyatt, the proprietor of TheRaiderland.com, with a weekend sports preview, and be listening for the odd word for the day. Why?
Because knowledge sounds dang good.
Sunrise LBK with Tom and Matt in the morning. We'll see you on KFYO.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. Now it's time we get to go and visit with our good friends over at the Texan News. That's where Mackenzie DeLulo is at. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. There we're right. Technology was working, then it wasn't working for a second. Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan News joins us here on the Chad Hasty Show. Mackenzie, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm well, Chad. Glad to be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to have you back. And, boy, the news never stops around the state. We've got a lot of stories that we could get into from the Texan. Let's start with one that maybe some people have seen this here in this part of Texas, maybe some haven't, but it's been a big story developing in Corpus Christi. What's going on there?
Yes, I'm glad you picked this story. This is a very interesting development that involves state leaders and this local government. And this last Tuesday, the city council voted to move forward with a hearing to potentially remove or impeach Mayor Paulette Guajardo based on a citizen petition alleging that the mayor knew about the forging or altering of federal documents. No small potatoes there. This petition claims that the allegations arose from depositions taken in a civil lawsuit against the city by a developer involving a hotel development. The documents were allegedly altered, including a FEMA map, which is supposedly appeared on differently on a PowerPoint presentation made to the city council itself. So now citizens are calling for her removal. They claim the mayor voted in favor of awarding this tax incentive of $2 million to an alleged campaign contributor. Guajardo is, you know, denying the allegations, and the local police department ultimately brought no charges forward and could not find any violation of state or federal law. But the Corpus Christi City Charter allows for a removal action to be instituted by a petition of signed by five or more registered voters. That's a pretty low threshold, right? Yeah. So council member Eric Cantu said, it only takes five people to petition to remove an official. I don't like it, but it is my job to uphold it. And, of course, then the burden of proof does lie on those who are bringing the charges against the mayor. So we'll see what this actually ends up looking like. Now, this is all in the backdrop of the city is currently at a stage three urgent water shortage, which prohibits non-essential outside watering. This made headlines recently at an event when Governor Abbott criticized the city for squandering the resources that had been given to try and solve this crisis. He said, we've been actively involved in it going back a long time. We provided them with $750 million in funding for them to address their water problem, and the governor said that they squandered it. So lots going on in Corpus. It seems like each week we have a new big development in the story, but we'll keep an eye on this impeachment movement from the mayor.
I'm just wondering how they haven't had more people impeached down in Corpus Christi. With you only have to get five people to sign a petition for impeachment proceedings to get you that. If that were the rule everywhere in this state, oh boy, you'd have impeachment hearings going on all the time.
With the high-profile nature of the story, I would not be surprised if we started to see more petitions like this in Corpus, you know, following this as more attention has been given to the city government.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, another story that's out there. We've got a back-and-forth happening between Kelly Hancock and Kim Paxton. Those two getting into it. Still today they're getting into it, I think, on social media.
Yes, I'll give some background. We just published a story a few minutes ago with updates on this. So the Attorney General called on the governor to fire the acting comptroller, Kelly Hancock, after Hancock sent a letter questioning Paxton's legal handling of a Muslim school accepted into the Texas Education Freedom Accounts. Now, this sounds complicated. Those are the school choice accounts that were passed this last legislative session. Hancock addressed a TRO, a temporary restraining order, by a federal judge that extended that student application deadline for those education freedom accounts until the 31st and required the office to provide the Muslim school that had sued over the matter, quote, the means necessary to submit the applications. Hancock highlighted a specific school, one of four Muslim schools temporarily allowed to participate in the program, and claims that when the TRO was issued, that the court was not aware that the school has documented ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. Of course, the governor designated the Muslim Brotherhood and the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, as foreign terrorists and transnational criminal organizations very recently. Hancock also requested that the Attorney General take immediate steps to strip the corporate charter for this school and any other school, and said that, you know, there are tools in the Attorney General's office to crack down on these entities masquerading as nonprofits in Texas. Paxton swung back and said very quickly in response to social media, calling Hancock an incompetent loser who's an embarrassment to the position of the chief clerk that he holds. It's time for him to be fired. Paxton called on the governor to basically appoint Don Huffines, who won the nomination for the Republican nomination for comptroller in the primary in a crowded field, mind you. Hancock was also in and received only 24% of the vote. So we'll keep an eye on this. I mean, today we've had back and forth, even more kind of legality swung back and forth between the two. Hancock responding very strongly, Paxton responding very strongly, talking about audits and some staffing issues and that are going on at the Office of the Attorney General with two high-profile resignations this week. So I'd encourage folks to go read. We have stories from both Meredith Dyer and Holly Hansen up at the Texan.News.
Very, very interesting. And then finally, another story involving Speaker Burroughs rolling out some interim committee charges.
This is what we wait for as we wait for the legislative session to hit in January. And essentially, interim charges kind of lay the groundwork for what lawmakers in the House or in the Senate on the state level can focus on leading up to the next legislative session. So these are issues relating to, I mean, this can be, you know, social issues. These can be water issues, infrastructure issues, whatever it may be. It allows for the committees to kind of focus in on these issues and plan for legislation, hear from stakeholders, and get organized before session starts in January. The speaker released these committee charges today, and there are three new select committees, and some of the issues are related to government accountability, Texas infrastructure needs, like I said, some social issues. This is a 53-page list of interim charges, so quite extensive. We have them on our site. I'd encourage folks to check out. Some include examining healthcare liability and gender modification, the water usage of data centers across the state, another hot-button issue, the operation of Texas public record system, the possibility of adding some New Mexico counties.
There
to
you go.
That
I was wondering if you get to that one.
Very interesting. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Which follows a resolution filed by a New Mexico lawmaker that basically said, hey, we are interested in seceding, and Texas is now saying, hey, we'll take yes, so we'll see what happens there. It's a long shot, but it's interesting nonetheless that it made the interim charges. Government accountability measures and, you know, Texas workforce stuff. There's all sorts of different items on the list there. So I'd encourage folks to go check out the whole list. This is Lieutenant Governor came out with his first round in late January of interim charges, so we're still waiting on more from him. But regardless, this gives us an idea of what the House, at the very least, is going to be focusing on ahead of the session.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Let's see. What else do you want to highlight over at the Texan.News?
All sorts of stuff. I mean, I'd encourage folks, if they're interested in knowing about these the committee makeup, we have that information at the Texan. The Senate committee is kind of coming forward. Speaking of spats, the lieutenant governor and a newly elected senator kind of going at it over these committee assignments, all that and more at the Texan.News.
All right. Very good. Mackenzie, as always, appreciate your time. We'll visit with you, not next week, but the week after we'll visit with you.
Sounds great, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That's Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan News. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. What was your, growing up, what was your family's special occasion or go-to restaurant? What was it? We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Friday on This Morning, America's First News. You may have heard about following the money during a war. Hear how many companies have registered to lobby the federal government lately. Also, the number of factors driving up the number of millionaires and billionaires in the U.S. and how these groups are changing the economy. And why planning for retirement can be a brutal math test. Friday on This Morning, America's First News.
Weekday mornings at 5 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
This is House Call for Health.
Today is Purple Day, a day to raise awareness globally about epilepsy. It was started in 2008 by then 9-year-old Cassidy Megan from Nova Scotia, Canada, wanting a way to highlight the disease. Then in 2009, Purple Day went international with the support of the Anita Kaufman Foundation and Epilepsy Association of Nova Scotia. Epilepsy is a chronic neurological disease that results in recurrent unprovoked seizures. The Epilepsy Foundation says there are a few ways you can get involved. First, wear purple today or decorate your home or workspace in the color. You can share your story with the epilepsy community online, support the cause and donate, volunteer or advocate, or there are seizure first aid training courses you can take. The National Institutes of Health says more than 50 million people around the world have epilepsy. You can get more information and resources online at epilepsy.com, or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On the Chad Hasty Show. Another texter echoing furs. Here we go. Underwood's Barbecue. Said that one in Amarillo. Our family would go to Underwood's Barbecue. You can text in your family's go-to restaurant, whether it was for special occasions or just the go-to restaurant that your family would go to. Yeah, back in the day. I think families would go out a little bit less than what they go out now. And so sometimes it was a special occasion, or they always had that one restaurant that they just really loved going to. What was that one restaurant? Whether it's, it can be anywhere. You can text in at 806-680-2790. How about this story? Out of Plains, Texas. Nick, do you know where Plains, Texas is? It's about 72 miles from Lubbock. Tiny West Texas town. Getting a massive upgrade to its athletics facilities. Plains, Texas, which has a population of just over 1,355 people, has a high school serving about 118 students, Nick. 2A high school, moving forward with a plan to build a $21 million indoor practice facility for their football program. The project will create a first-class football complex, providing outstanding facilities for our students and coaches and serve as a strong recruiting tool for our athletic programs moving forward. Plains ISD said in a statement on Facebook. Approximately $21 million will be used to construct a two-story building housing an indoor football practice facility with a 50-yard field and end zone. The facility also will have state-of-the-art locker rooms, coaches' offices, weight rooms, and film training rooms. The facility will serve multiple purposes beyond football, including baseball practice, and potentially band rehearsals, maybe. Band, y'all got to chill out. You know, just maybe y'all get to you. See, they have to say that. They have to say it's going to be, because you just know there are people who are going to go, wait a minute, how much are we spending for football? No, it's for baseball too. Yeah, it's for band. And the band, they might get to look at the building every now and then. Every now that the band might get to march by the building. Let's see. Quote, it's the lead architect, the small town's geographical location has been advantageous to reinvest in sports in the area. Quote, it's very rich. Not many people live there. The town is right smack dab in the middle of an oil field, Butler said to the Houston Chronicle. And the taxes, if you don't spend money on bond issues, get sitting down in the Rio Grande Valley. That's where poorer school districts, so they pass bond issues in order to pay off their bonded indebtedness with their tax money. Per TexasDrilling.com, there are 48 producing operators, 4,434 drilled wells in Plains with an average of approximately 50,000 barrels of oil produced per month. Butler's firm has handled similar projects for universities and school districts across West Texas and into the panhandle, including Texas Tech University, West Texas A&M, and Frank Phillips College. All have recently completed major projects with Butler. So they're going to drop some money. How about that? There you go, Nick. That's why you need to concentrate on football. That's why, for those who missed it earlier, Nick, making the big announcement that he has decided to dabble. He's going to get into the shallow end of the sports pool and dabble a little bit into, it sounds like he's leaning towards football. He was kind of leaning towards NBA, but I think he's abandoned the NBA plans. He liked the idea of only having to concentrate on football for like one game a week and be like, okay, all right. I can set aside some time. And, you know, Nick, I'm not even joking here. I actually had another friend of mine, and they're kind of an acquaintance, but a good, they've turned into a good friend, who he was not a big football fan, but decided to dabble a little bit, put the toe in the water, and has become a big football fan now, not necessarily over one team. He's decided, he's like, I'm just going to kind of watch some of my favorite players. But, he's gotten into, so, you can, you're not alone in being somebody who is, in your, what, late 20s now? Yeah. Decided to jump into the arena of sports and, to see if this is for you or not. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Senate Democrats have defeated an amendment to require photo ID to vote. Of course they did. Senate Democrats on Thursday defeated an amendment sponsored by, John Husted, Ohio's former Secretary of State, to require voters to show photo ID when casting ballots in person or voting by mail, despite previous statements by Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer. The Democrats support photo ID requirements for elections. The Senate voted 52-47 to defeat the amendment, which needed 60 votes to be adopted. No Democrat voted for it. They continue to show that they are not serious about voter ID. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. Senator John Cornyn rolling out some endorsements. Does it matter? We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Here's a news flash for you. Car buying can suck. This is the car pro, Jerry Reynolds. I've spent over 20 years referring car buyers to my friends in the car business, so you can avoid that sucky part. Go to carpro.com to connect with my friends today. I mean, who couldn't use a friend in the car business? And the best part is, it is absolutely free. Remember, it starts at carpro.com.
carpro.com.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz.
We're in the cigar buying business.
Yes, and I think we should continue to be in the cigar buying business.
That's not going to stop me from putting out a cigar. I'm just talking about as a site, as like a. I don't think I'm in the cigar selling business.
Unless that site, I got a great name for it, eBay.
You're an idiot.
Eat, drink, smoke with Tony Katz. Saturday evenings at 5 on KFYO.
News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO. KFYO and K236 CP Lubbock, and on the KFYO app.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
This is a Fox News alert. He says they will be paid. I'm Lee Silasera. President Trump writing on Truth Social that he will sign an executive order to pay TSA agents as Congress struggles to come to an agreement that would end the partial government shutdown, though it's not clear where the money would come from. Earlier, Senate Majority Leader John Thune said Democrats are refusing to negotiate.
They wanted to talk about reforms. The administration sat down, they talked reforms, they agreed to some things. Democrats kept moving the goalposts. Then they said, we don't want to fund ICE. And now they're saying we don't want to fund ICE and we want reforms. I mean, I don't know what they're talking in circles.
TSA agents haven't been paid in weeks and nearly 500 have quit, leading to chaos at airports and hours-long lines. President Trump giving Iran more time to open the Strait of Hormuz.
The president says he'll pause any attack on Iran's power plants until at least April 6th at the request of Iran's government.
So I gave them a 10-day period. They asked for 7. You're going to say, oh, Trump's a terrible negotiator. They asked for 7, and I said, I'm going to give you 10.
President Trump tells the 5 on the Fox News channel he agreed to the extension after Iran allowed several tankers to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. He also says negotiations are ongoing and going well, claiming Iran is begging for a deal to end the war.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Meanwhile, Israel says it's killed another top Iranian official.
IRGC Navy Commander Alireza Tangsiri was targeted overnight in a strike in the city of Bandar Abbas, Iran, according to a senior Israeli official. Tangsiri was directly responsible for commanding the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. I'm told his senior operational leadership, including intelligence and operations chiefs, were at a covert Navy command center.
Fox's Trey Inkst in Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
The Chad Hasty Show.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK Friday morning.
Hey, coming off the Oscars, we have new movies coming to town, and we'll review some.
Hey, we'll check in with Ryan Hyatt, the proprietor of the Raiderland.com with the weekend sports preview, and be listening for the odd word for the day. Why?
Because knowledge sounds dang good.
Sunrise OBK with Tom and Matt in the morning. We'll see you on KFYO.
Weather forecast temperatures are now beginning to drop after a day of temperatures on this Thursday of 100 degree temperatures. But a cold front is moving through the area tonight. The wind will be gusty as temperatures fall to 51 degrees on Friday morning. And Friday's temperatures in the lower 60s and windy. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the All-American Smashers Meal. I'm meteorologist Ron Roberts, the Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
To the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the topics, any of the issues of the day. You can also weigh in on any of the topics that we've been getting into, including the running topic today. What was your family's go-to restaurant? Whether it was for a special occasion, just a night out, whatever it was. A lot of families back in the day had that go-to restaurant that they would go to. It was their favorite restaurant that they would go to. It had a lot of furs that has been mentioned. A lot of furs that have been mentioned. Let's see. One texter weighed in. It wasn't really a go-to restaurant, but it was a go-to place for my dad every Saturday. My dad, as a child, my dad would take me to McDonald's. We'd have a McDonald's just me and dad. It was a great time. I like that. That's good. It's good. Let's see. That was from Trey, by the way, who weighed in on the text line. You can weigh in as well, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Senator John Cornyn rolling out some endorsements today. He's very excited about it. Cornyn thanked the new endorsers, calling them longtime friends. Senator Cornyn received a slate of 19 new endorsements from Texas Republicans. The latest development, a bitter primary runoff between him and primary and challenger state Attorney General Ken Paxton. Texas Republican Congressman Randy Weber, Nathaniel Moran, and Roger Williams. Also influential state GOP reps Matt Shaheen, former Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan, are among the latest lawmakers to back Cornyn over Paxton. Now, some of the names that came out here, let's get the full list here. Because I don't want to leave anybody off. I don't know if I would have mentioned Dade Phelan. maybe not. I don't know. Not sure if I would have touted that one, but okay. It's fine. If he wants to do that. Let's see. This is from Patrick Svitek. Let's see. Cornyn announced 15 new endorsements from state lawmakers, including, Jeff Berry, Brad Buckley, Angie Chen Button, Pat Curry, Sam Harless, Cody Harris, Ken King, Jeff Leach, Jay Lopez, Morgan Meyer, Candy Noble, Dade Phelan, Matt Shaheen, and Charles Perry endorsing John Cornyn. I'm a little bit surprised by that. A little surprised that Charles Perry came out in favor of Cornyn. That goes a little bit against, it sounds like, some of the other senators have done. Well, it's kind of interesting that Charles Perry is in favor of John Cornyn and not Ken Paxton in this race. 806-680-2790. The question is, does it matter? And I really don't think it does. I'm sorry. Is Dade Phelan going to move the needle for anybody? Are you sitting there going, I was gonna vote for Ken Paxton, but now that Charles Perry is for John Cornyn, I guess I'll go vote for him. Is that who's gonna move you? Again, I think the only person who has enough oomph to make a real difference in this race is Trump. And even then, there would be some who would say, thanks for your opinion, but I'm going to go and vote the way I want to. So, it kind of surprises me that Perry endorsed in this just because I'm sure Perry has a lot of supporters on both sides a lot of supporters who really like Ken Paxton and supporters who like John Cornyn. And if you're, you know, again, if you're Charles Perry and you endorse the wrong guy, you know, you end up backing the person who doesn't win. I don't know. A senator is going to come in and upset what you're trying to do. But, you know, you're definitely not winning over any friends. And obviously, Ken Paxton has a long memory when it comes to not agreeing with him or saying things that don't align with Ken Paxton. He has a long memory, and he does not appreciate when people do not line up behind him and kneel. 806-680-2790. Jack and Dorothy's Cafe in Stephenville. I've never been there, but it sounds delicious. Just something like a small town cafe sounds fantastic to me. Now, Wichita Falls, when I was a kid in El Salvador, went to Pollo Cabrero, and now the restaurant's also in Arlington. When I'm in Glendale, California, stop off at Gold Star Burger, best fries and ranch dressing in the world, really. Interesting. Let's see, another vote for Underwoods from Bruce weighing in on the text line. Let's see, Pizza Hut, if at home. Always Mickey D's drive-through when traveling. Remember the old Pizza Huts where you'd go in and you could sit inside the Pizza Hut and chill out for a little bit? Oh, that's some nostalgia right there. 806-680-2790. Let's see, text coming in. This from Deb. Deb says, why would any of these folks support John Cornyn? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Don't they understand that the people want Ken Paxton? They don't want John Cornyn. Well, I will remind you this. On Election Day, when we had Election Day early, John Cornyn did finish with more votes than Ken Paxton. Not by a lot, but he did finish ahead of Ken Paxton. So the idea that nobody in Texas wants John Cornyn elected, that's a bit much. Obviously, there are some who do want Cornyn elected. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in. Dexter Week, U.S. Senator has little impact on the Texas House or Senate. Well, they overall have little impact, but you still want to have a good working relationship with whoever is in D.C. You know, you still want to have that good working relationship and, you know, not have anything divide you. That's why, I don't know, I would think more people would sit this thing out. But, I mean, if you look at, you know, some of these folks, Dane Phelan, Jeff Leach, Ken King maybe, they already have a bad relationship with Ken Paxton, so that doesn't matter. You know, that part doesn't matter. They already have a bad relationship with Paxton. 806-680-2790. Let's see. Cornyn is tolerable, barely. Paxton can't be trusted. That from a texter. Jason in Abilene. Town Crier Steakhouse in Abilene. May have to try it out next time. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
Mm-hmm. The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Heads up, Texas.
So you don't hit my car when I'm sitting at a stoplight.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can ride my bike safely.
Heads up, Texas.
So I can make it across the street without getting run over.
Heads up, Texas.
So I don't have to write you a ticket.
Heads up, Texas. Because driving and using your phone is a bad combination. Talk, text, crash. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Live local talk on Sundays, Reason, Religion, and Reality. Steve Evans and the Reason, Religion, and Reality crew are a panel of constitutionally minded, liberty-loving patriots covering topics from U.S. Supreme Court decisions, government actions across the spectrum, and attacks against the church. Reason, Religion, and Reality, Sundays noon to 2 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO and the KFYO app.
After 98 years, we're still on the air. This is News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
The Chad Hastie Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Let's go to the phones, and there he is. That's Herman. Herman, how you doing today?
Doing fine, Chad. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Herman. I'm doing pretty good.
No, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the Paxton Cornyn election.
Please do.
If people want to keep their guns, they better vote for Paxton.
Yeah?
Because I know John Cornyn tried to explain away how he helped the Democrats write and vote for the last gun control bill. But when you start doing away with guns in any way, you'll end up doing away with all of them.
Yeah, it's one of those where you can't give an inch. You can't give an inch because that's not what they want. The other side wants them completely gone. And you can't give an inch to anyone because they'll take that and they'll just keep begging for more.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. I don't know what they're thinking about, but yeah. It's people will really regret it if they lose all their guns.
Herman, thank you very much. Have a great day out there.
You bet. You too, Chad.
806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's see. Here we go. Another texter, the last texter is uninformed. Cornyn is no better than McConnell, except he's not as smart, so maybe he's worse than McConnell. Paxton has done some questionable things in his personal life, but he's been nothing in government that he's been nothing but a good representative of Republican issues. He has received so much heat precisely because he's opposed rhinos and centrist Republicans. I wish the person running against Cornyn didn't have some of the scandals in his personal life, but oh well. Very good. 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the text line. And again, it goes back to, and this is something the Cornyn campaign, they have yet to figure out, or maybe they just don't care, is that when it comes to, you can say all you want, you voted with Trump 99% of the time. You can say that Ken Paxton has had these affairs and everything else. But for a lot of people out there, it comes back to the gun issue. And it goes back to, not even the gun, because I bet if I would have asked Herman, can you trust John Cornyn on anything? And I don't want to put words in Herman's mouth, but I bet he would say, no, I can't trust him on anything. And that's the problem with John Cornyn, in that his team and he, they have not under, ever since that vote, and really even before that vote, but real, that was the cherry on top of the I can't trust John Cornyn Sunday. The cherry on top was the gun legislation. And either they refuse to understand that, they don't get it, they don't care, they don't believe it's that big of an issue, whatever it is, or they just want to try to dismiss it. That is what people care about. That is what, it's not, the voters are fine in a sense with John Cornyn in office while Trump is there, because Trump has been able to put into place a lot of these senators. He's been able to make them better. It's after Trump is gone. Who do you trust the most? And again, this doesn't mean who you trust with your wife. Who do you trust with your girlfriend? Who do you trust? Not that. That's not that kind of trust. It's who's going to fight for you the most. Who's going to be there to fight for you against the craziness that is the left? Is it going to be Cornyn? Or is it going to be someone like Ken Paxton? And I think that is what is at the core of all of this. And when you look at not only Republicans, but Democrats want a fighter. I think Republicans, because of Trump, I think they want a fighter. And running a campaign based off of that would have done well in the early 2000s, there's just a lot of swing and misses coming from the Cornyn campaign. 806-680-2790. AC weighing in. Herman is exactly right. It has to be Paxton. You know, I still think it's going to be a closer race than what people are expecting. I think that you've got a lot of Republicans who are just fine with John Cornyn. A lot of Republicans who are fine. A lot of older Republicans, by the way, who are just fine with John Cornyn. You've got some who are just, they look at Paxton and they go, yeah, I can't do it. Can't vote for the guy. No, thank you. So I don't think we're heading to a blowout or anything. But I do think this race is going to be a little bit closer than what many had suspected maybe a few months ago. Let's see. Funny that a guy who couldn't throw Trump under the bus after January 6th then said the party was done with Trump when Trump decided to run against, is now screaming that he votes with Trump most of the time. Cornyn doesn't like Trump at all, and he's a liar. Well, I mean, look, the votes line up. The votes do line up. But they line up for just about every Republican not named Murkowski. When you're a Republican and you're voting on Republican issues or voting for what the president wants, most of these Republicans in the Senate, they're voting for what, yeah, they're voting for what Trump wants. It'd be political suicide if they did not. When we come back, your phone calls, your texts, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself? Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Following an investigation from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, plans for a community called Sustainable City USA have been canceled. Attorney General Paxton says proposed Sharia City, as he puts it, would have housed up to 20,000 foreign nationals in Kaufman County. Another failed attempt in the Senate to fund Department of Homeland Security, not stopping lawmakers from continuing talks. GOP Senator has said talks to end the deadline have increased. Meanwhile, Senator John Cornyn expressed optimism this week they could soon find a solution. Oil theft in the Texas Permian Basin has gotten so bad it's costing the industry between $1 and $2 billion a year. Cartels and organized crime groups have been linked. Last June, Governor Abbott signed a suite of oil theft prevention laws. Gasoline prices continue to rise. AAA's weekly survey shows a gallon of gasoline up 3 cents on the week to $3.61 a gallon. With your Texas news headlines, I'm Barbara Schwartz.
Hurt in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel & Frankel first. Mark and Scott Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Texas, have been fighting for your rights for over 25 years. Before becoming personal injury lawyers, they defended insurance companies, so they know all the tricks and tactics insurers use to deny your claim. Trust the experienced, family-owned, and highly awarded Frankel & Frankel to put you first and get the resolution you deserve. And remember, it's a felony for an attorney to reach out to you directly or indirectly via third parties within the first 30 days after an accident. During this period, an attorney may only send a letter. Frankel & Frankel make it easy. From the free consultation to the very first phone call, they handle everything with no out-of-pocket costs. They only get paid when you win. If you or a loved one has been injured, reach out to Frankel & Frankel today at frankelfirm.com. That's F-R-E-N-K-E-L, firm.com. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Still on the top lanes, weather forecast. Temperatures are now beginning to drop after a day of temperatures on this Thursday of 100-degree temperatures. The cold front is moving through the area tonight. The wind will be gusty as temperatures fall to 51 degrees on Friday morning. And Friday's temperatures in the lower 60s and windy. The weather is brought to you by Sonic and the All-American Smashers Meal. I'm meteorologist Ron Over. It's the Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYU.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't miss the weekend with me, Michael Brown, every Saturday evening from 7 to 10 on the station bringing you the news and talk of West Texas for over 97 years. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
This is House Call for Health. Today is Purple Day, a day to raise awareness globally about epilepsy. It was started in 2008 by then 9-year-old Cassidy Megan from Nova Scotia, Canada, wanting a way to highlight the disease. Then in 2009, Purple Day went international with the support of the Anita Kaufman Foundation and Epilepsy Association of Nova Scotia. Epilepsy is a chronic neurological disease that results in recurrent unprovoked seizures. The Epilepsy Foundation says there are a few ways you can get involved. First, wear purple today or decorate your home or workspace in the color, you can share your story with the epilepsy community online, support the cause and donate, volunteer or advocate, or there are seizure first aid training courses you can take. The National Institutes of Health says more than 50 million people around the world have epilepsy. You can get more information and resources online at epilepsy.com. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Oh, back on the Chad Hasty Show. People sending me this clip of Al Gore. Al Gore, he's 77 years old now. Al Gore, who is, he's being asked, hey, you know, you're younger than Trump, younger than Joe. What do you think? You gonna run for president? Oh, they really are getting desperate. The Democrats are really, really getting desperate. Al Gore, he's, it sounds like he's just joking. Al Gore's joking here with this guy with the bulwark. Says, you know, I'll give serious reflection upon that question. Yeah, I don't think Al Gore's going to run for the presidency. But hey, you know what? You got news today. Hillary Clinton is heading to New Hampshire. She's going to give a speech. So who knows? Maybe Hillary's going to run again. Why not? Four-time loser? How many times can she lose? Be great. AC, the gun issue is a litmus test. It's pass or fail. Doesn't even have to do with guns. It's trust. Anyone who wants... us disarmed is our enemy. That from AC out there. Oh, let's see. Cornyn doesn't have the scandals because he has the slush fund they set up in Congress to cover up any scandals. Okay. Dexter, I'm worried that Cornyn will win the primary. I can't vote for him in the general. Well, I would say we'll cross that bridge if we get there. But I will say this. John Cornyn is better than James Tallarico. If you don't agree with that, if you don't see that, then you are blinded by your own hostility and hatred of John Cornyn. And you have to wake up. You may not agree with everything that John Cornyn says or does. You may only agree with him 70% of the time. You may only agree with the guy 50% of the time. Are you still going to sit it out and go, hey, you know what? The guy who says that God is non-binary, that's who should represent me in the U.S. Senate. That guy? As Scott Braddock brought up, I guess it was yesterday, James Tallarico might be the most liberal candidate who has run in Texas in a very, very, very long time, if not ever before, as a serious candidate. James Tallarico is very far left. He would join the squad in a second if elected in Washington, D.C. I guess if he was elected to the House, he would join the squad. But he could be a squad member in the Senate, too. I get this a lot. I get the people who will text in, "I can't ever vote for John Cornyn. I can't do it. I can't push myself to vote for John Cornyn." Then it's on you. Then you're going to have to accept some responsibility. If James Tallarico wins, you will have to accept some responsibility for him winning. Sorry, but it's true. And that's not the path I want to go down. I do not want to entertain the idea of James Tallarico as our next U.S. senator. And I am not going to sit here on air and tell people that, yeah, James Tallarico, he's no worse. He's no worse than John Cornyn. I'm not going to do it. And some of you are going to disagree with me, and some of you are going to get very mad at me if it comes down to that. But this idea that John Cornyn is no better than a Democrat, no better than James Tallarico, you've got to open your eyes a little bit. And you can say, I don't want to hold my nose again and vote. I don't want to do it. Well, okay. You get what you pay for. If that's the path you want to go, if that's the game you want to play, okay. But I don't want to hear you complain about it. The time to defeat John Cornyn and the time to get into the face of debate the issue of Republican versus Republican, it's right now. This is the time to do it. And then afterwards, Republicans are going to have to come together. Put your big boy pants on. And they're going to have to unite. And they're going to have to go out and win. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be... Look, I really do believe, and I have talked to quite a few folks around the state, some of these races are going to be a lot closer than what we may think. The Democrats are fired up. That doesn't mean that I think Democrats are going to go through and steal the governorship, and they're going to win the lieutenant governor. I'm not saying that. But I think some of these campaigns could be a little bit closer than what we expect them to be. And I hope that's not true. But the Democrats... Let me tell you, folks, they're fired up. They're fired up. They're winning. You can look at special elections that are happening in other states. They're winning those. It could all change by November. It absolutely could. It could absolutely change. But let's not forget, Donald Trump will not be on the ballot. Trump's name will not appear on the ballot. And there are some people in the Trump coalition who just will not vote if Trump's name is not on the ballot. And by the way, they too are going to have to deal with the fallout if they stay home. They're going to be partly responsible. If you stay home and you decide not to vote because Trump's not on the ballot and you don't care what happens, well, okay. If you get James Tallarico, that's partially on you. Let's see. Uh, Debbie and Lubbock, accident on slide in 99th Street. Traffic backed up to 114th Street. Gordon might have been ahead in voting. It's because many of us voted for Wesley Hunt. Now, that it's just between both of them, my vote is for Paxton. I think most people who voted for Wesley Hunt are going to go and vote for Ken Paxton. I'm guessing a large swath of those voters are going to go and vote for Paxton. Is it just me, or does Cornyn look like Joe Biden in a cowboy hat? Just saying. Is it because they're old white guys? I mean, you think old white guys kind of look alike? Is that what it could be? That put a hat on them. Sometimes they look confused. You never know. Trying to look for a table in a restaurant. Sometimes we all look a little bit like Joe Biden. When you walk into a restaurant, you're trying to find your family. It's a crowded restaurant, and you're going like every which way. You don't know where they are. They're waving at you. Over here! No one can hear you. They're just looking around, trying to find their spot. They get scared, wander off into a forest. It could be Biden-like. Texture, do you feel like both parties are corrupt? I think there is corruption in both parties. Yeah, I think so. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hastie Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do, text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more, we expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The great American experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours. Be part of this action every Sunday night with the great American Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham, Sunday nights at 9 on News Talk KFYO.
Local events, newsmakers, and information. It's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK Friday morning.
Hey, coming off the Oscars, we have new movies coming to town, and we'll review some.
Hey, we'll check in with Ryan Hyatt, the proprietor of the Raiderland.com, with a weekend sports preview, and be listening for the odd word for the day. Why?
Because knowledge sounds dang good.
Sunrise LBK with Tom and Matt in the morning. We'll see you on KFYO.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations. Collections, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Texas 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Tomorrow, Steve Evans will be joining you. Looking forward to that. He'll be with you from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow. I'll be back on Monday. And then I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week, and then Steve will be back. So it's kind of a weird next 2 weeks, but it happens. We things pop up from time to time. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Oh, so I think I complained about this the other day. The AirPods or ear pods while people were working, Nick. So I'm going through a drive-thru earlier today, all right? Getting a little breakfast. Going through the drive-thru, and the attendant, the person pops out of the drive-thru window, and they've got a little AirPod in. They take my payment, and then they start talking. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And then they ignore me completely. And they go back, they give me my payment back, all that kind of stuff. And then I'm like, hey, can I get some extra napkins? Whatever. Didn't say anything. And then they start a conversation with somebody while they're on the phone. I'm like, again, business owners, what are we doing here? Managers, what are we doing? Why are we allowing people to walk around with AirPods, while they're at work? Like, it's something if you're just chilling out at a desk, right? You're not having to deal with the public. You're not having to deal with customers. You've got a desk job and you just want to listen to, your favorite talk radio program. You can do that. That's fine. I don't care. But if you're dealing with people, if you're dealing with human beings and, you're supposed to be, kind of the rep at that time, you're representing the company, say, get off the phone. Like, they're making personal phone calls while they're working. It's just absolutely insane. And I see more and more of it, especially at, whether it's fast food or restaurants. I'll see it at restaurants. When the waiter or waitress are walking around, they've got, AirPod or earbud. Like, no, you need to be concentrating on the customer. That's your job. Not listening to something, not taking a phone call while you're working. I don't know. I know it's hard to keep people. I know it's hard to keep employees around. So a lot of employers have had to, do this give and take type deal. But it's something where, and maybe I'm being an old man. Maybe I'm just getting into old man territory where I'm like, hey, you're going to pay attention to me. I'm going to the drive-thru. I'm here. I'm paid. I want you to to concentrate on me only. It could be that. Maybe I'm being an old man on this one. But I go back to my old customer service days. And I don't think, I think Nick made fun of me. Walking around with my Walkman while serving tables or whatever, I don't think that would have been very good. Just an idea. Enjoy the rest of your evening. A cooler weather is on its way for Texas tomorrow. That's good. We'll take it. Also, very windy. Very windy weather on tap for Friday. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. Steve Evans will be with you tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station, staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.